When further analyzing the data, the maximum of the first derivative, or the inflection point of the curve, provides the formal potential EF of the actual EET sites. In the case of a thin Geobacteriaceae-dominated biofilm, two inflection points can be observed. Subsequently, the derivative shows two maxima corresponding to the formal potential of the bioelectrocatalytic active EET sites, which are denominated as EF2 and EF3 respectively. This finding also shows that the redox processes associated with the formal potentials EF1 and EF4 are not related to bioelectrocatalysis.